Welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, September 24th, 2010. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. This week we've got some movie news and some toy news for you, so let's get started with movies. The Town was number one at the box office last weekend with $23.8 million. It was followed by Easy A with 17.7, Devil with 12.3, Resident Evil Afterlife with $10 million, and Alpha and Omega at number five with $9.1 million. New this week at the box office are Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps, You Again, Legend of the Guardians, The Owls of Ga'Hoole, Buried, and I don't know if you're going to see any of these, but maybe you will. In the news, Marvel has reportedly started talks with ScarJo over a Black Widow movie, because those spin-offs always do so well. Rob Zombie has abandoned his Blob remake to work on his own original properties. Oh well. NBC's new show started last night, meaning new episodes of comedies could be on your TiVo. CBS did as well because they're going head-to-head. Shit My Dad Says, I'm going to say what the actual name is, and Outsourced got some of the worst reviews, having watched Outsourced. And keeping in mind, this podcast in no way reflects the opinions of my parent company. I agree, Outsourced was crap, but other stuff was great. Community was really good. I hope you saw it. David Letterman had Joaquin Phoenix on his show. Since I'm Still Here was apparently a fraud, it used some late show footage, and it's not really fair use because it's not a documentary, so they got to pay Dave, and they didn't, and it looked like Joaquin was nervous, but who knows if it's a bit. Letterman's asking Joaquin for $1 million on the air, which, if nothing else, is pretty amusing. Dinosaur fans, the new dinosaur has been discovered. It's called the Cosmoceratops. It's got a lot of horns on it. It's in the news this week, and you can search for it. It's spelled like Cosmo with a K, and Ceratops like Triceratops minus the Tri. Well worth looking for. Just there aren't any toys of it yet, but it's interesting and newsworthy, and I thought you'd like to know. Free gift at Entertainment Earth. Spend $40 at Entertainment Earth, and you get a free gift of your choice. The trick is you have to tell us which one you want. Would you like a Doctor Who Cyberman cell phone spinner? Would you like a Reservoir Dogs in your pocket talking keychain? Or would you like a Bionicle poster with book gift set? You can pick. We've got all three. They're available now. Spend $40 on any in-stock or pre-order merchandise, and you can get one of these items. Just follow the instructions in your shopping cart, and it's free. No extra charges or anything. So order today. Order often. Get all three, why don't you?
This is like Christmas! My first BMX bike, and meeting the cast of Firefly all in one.
Toy news. What do we got for you this week? Transformers. Okay, classics fans, it's a good time to be you, because pictures are getting out of all kinds of new toys. These include, depending on what sources you have access to, G2 Laser Prime. They're making a new Generation 2 Laser Sword Optimus Prime. Oh my god. Very exciting. They're also doing Wreck-Gar, Mindset, Windcharger, Jazz, Trax, Skullgrin, Thunderwing, and a bunch of others, and pictures are getting out. Perceptor looks nice, and all this stuff looks really good, so be sure to check your favorite Transformers news areas and IRC channels and 4chan boards for the entire scoop. Living Dead Dolls. A new trio of Halloween Living Dead Dolls are coming from Mezco. These are due Halloween 2010, and they're inspired largely by the 1970s Ben Cooper Halloween costumes. Star Wars. General Giant announced their next two Jumbo Kenner Star Wars figures remakes will be Han Solo and Chewbacca. They'll be out around April and be roughly $75 a whack. Fans of Super Hotties, write down these two words, Sucker Punch. This is a new movie from Zack Snyder, and it's filled with short skirts and boobs and monsters. There will be statues. They will be from General Giant, and they do look really good. You can check our website for pre-orders now if you want to see what they're going to be. As to the movie, I have no idea, but it's certain that they're going for a specific kind of audience. If you shop with us, you might be that audience. So take a look. Figure it out. Maybe you are. DC Universe Wave 17 figures are up for pre-order. Specific figures and themes are not yet revealed, but they will be when they are. But you can order them now if you want a case. Funko's gorgeous Pop Heroes line continues. The next DC figures include Wonder Woman, which looks great, Green Lantern, which you have to get, Flash, which you also have to get, and Superman. I'm not a big Superman fan, but you may as well get them to finish the set. Green Lantern and Flash are phenomenal, so why not order them? They're only $8 each. It's a pretty good deal. Labyrinth. Toy Vault has a new plush based on the worm. There you go. The company will also be doing plush Rubik's Cube items, including a plush cube. you can't actually play the game with it, and what essentially amounts to plush fuzzy dice with Rubik's stuff on it. It's kind of neat. Lego, the Series 3 minifigures pictures are on the web. Just search, you'll find them. They are not for sale for pre-order anywhere yet. The figures last week we mentioned were pretty much spot on. So there really is an ape. There really is a space pirate. There really is an alien. There really is a figure which looks like a douchebag. He's got the chain, the baseball cap, all that stuff. So, yeah. Great job, Lego. I'm not saying that sarcastically. I mean it. It's a good job. Anyway, that's all for this time. Thanks for listening. Check us out on Twitter, twitter.com/endearth. Check us out on Facebook, the MySpaces, and our website's very nice, too. Don't forget to order something soon for your free gift, because if you want a Reservoir Dogs in your pocket and you don't want to pay for it, really, who else is going to do that for you? Your grandmother? I don't think so. Anyway, this is Adam Paula signing off. Thanks for listening to the Entertainment Earth Podcast.